Why the reality of the resurrection is important, 1 Corinthians 15, was presented by Ron Julian on April 4, 1999, at Reformation Fellowship. The copyright for this recording is held by Gutenberg College, Inc., 1999. Gutenberg College is a non-profit organization, and contributions may be made at www.gutenberg.edu. This material may be copied and distributed in whole for non-commercial and educational purposes, subject to the inclusion of this introduction, all other rights reserved.
First of all, I have an announcement from the steering committee. We were thinking about this morning and about all of the food that you all brought, and we realized that the true meaning of an event like this, of course, is what all the work that people put into the food means, the opportunity to have fellowship, that the real significance of the food, of course, is basically the idea that it gives to our hearts. So instead of eating the food this morning, we are going to file by in single file and just look at it appreciatively. What's everybody laughing at? Is that, kids, does that seem appropriate to you? Doesn't that seem like a good idea? I mean, you can go home and remember how good the food looked. Doesn't that seem like a good idea? Well, actually, you see, that's not what we're going to do. We are actually, in fact, going to eat the food. Sometimes we hear about some things in life that it's really the idea that counts. It's the thought that matters. It's the thing that we think about, the meaning that it gives us that is significant. And of course, ideas are very important, and meaning and significance is very important. But there are times when it makes a difference whether something is real or not. Whether we actually have food on the table and get a chance to actually eat it is going to make a big difference to us as to how big a celebration we have today. Well, today we're here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. The story that the Bible tells is that he died on the cross and that God raised him from the dead. And if I'm reading the Bible right, the attitude that it takes is that it makes a lot of difference whether that's true or not. That it's not enough for us to sit back and say that's a beautiful idea that Jesus rose from the dead. It gives us hope to think about something so beautiful as coming back from death. The fact is that Jesus really did rise from the dead and that it makes a difference that he did. At least that's what Paul says. And I want to read you something. It's a very familiar passage to some of you. We're in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul is writing to some people in Corinth who were very sophisticated, or at least they thought of themselves as being very sophisticated, and they thought that believing in the bodily resurrection from the dead, that people, after they die, would come back, would come into existence as bodily human beings and have a life after death, they thought that was a silly and an unsophisticated idea. The best people, the people who are philosophically astute and who know what's going on, don't believe such things. And here's what Paul wrote to them. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. And now here's that gospel, he says, that he preached. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas. And Cephas, you may know, that's another name for Peter. And then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as it were to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. And that's Paul saying. Paul is trying to make very clear that the story he was telling, as far as he was concerned, was true. The reason he told it was that it was true. And the reason that it was important that it was true is that it made a difference. Not just historically, it's not just nice to know that somebody rose from the dead sometime, but it's important to us to know that Jesus rose from the dead. And Paul says a little bit about why that's true. He says, now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, Not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. It's pointless. Your faith also is vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we witnessed against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying, I don't want to believe in Jesus if it's not true. If he is not really the Messiah, if God did not raise him from the dead to show us that he was the Messiah, to bring forgiveness of our sins, and to lead us into eternal life, if he didn't do those things, then it's pointless for us to believe them. And so that's what I wanted to remind you of today, that the thing that we're here to celebrate is something that we believe really happened, and that it makes a difference that it happened. You and I have hope because it happened. When we say that God loves us, we're not just saying something about how God feels about us, and we're not just saying something about how we feel about God. It's not that it's nice to think about a God who loves me. This is a God who has shown that he loves me, and he did it by entering into my world and becoming a person and dying on the cross and rising from the dead to bring me life. So it makes a lot of difference that it's true. Well, as it happens, the food we're going to be eating this morning is real as well, so we will enjoy that. Let me just pray for a moment before we move to that part of things. Father, if you had not reached out to us through the death and the resurrection of your Son, we would be lost. We know we would be lost. We're here this morning because we believe that you have reached out to us in this way, and we're grateful. We need you to rescue us, and we know that what Jesus did on the cross is the very rescue that we need. And you showed that that's true by raising him from the dead. Thank you. Teach us. Make us wise. Help us to understand how important these things are. And be with us today as we meet together and talk together and explore our friendships together as your people. Amen.